This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Me.
You.
Me. That was the last one of the
weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
There he is.
Joe.
Yeah.
So your father-in-law-to-be is here, huh?
Yeah.
Wonderful. How's that going, Joe?
Great.
I mean, he's here at the radio station.
Yes, he is. He's right behind us.
Robbie, would you run that back, please?
Yeah.
Joe, I've got something I would like your I guess, future father. Can we officially call him your future father-in-law?
Yes.
I've got something I'd like him to read, please.
All right, which top or the bottom one?
How about the top one?
Hey, come here.
Yeah, that's nice.
On the phone.
And if you're wondering, the celebrity that the
top or the bottom one, I forgot.
The top one. The gentleman that this fellow most resembles would be Hank Hill's dad.
Ah, very good.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
It's just like that Pauly Shore movie, Son-in-Law.
If you're a baseball fan, you'll love.
No. That one.
Be polite.
Okay. Jose Zix, Jessica Konecny, USC's Pete Carroll, and NASCAR's Kurt Busch are all inside the September Playboy. Lucky for you, Pete and Kurt kept their clothes on. The September Playboy on sale now.
Wonderful. Sir, if I may ask you a question while I have you on the phone.
Bravo.
Why are you allowing your daughter to marry that boy back there?
No comment.
No comment. Right, thank you, sir.
Obviously, he approves.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Wonderful.
Hello?
Joe?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rock the cradle. Hang it up, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, bye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day to you.
Hope it ain't a shotgun wedding.
I don't know. I thought it was Joe's dad when I came around the corner.
It's Joe's father-in-law.
See, future father-in-law.
Perhaps.
An elderly gentleman, and then Joe says, no, that it's, you know, it's his girlfriend's dad.
Sounds like he's having a perfectly wonderful time back there.
Thanks, old-timer. And, listen, hold on a second. Also,
hello.
Let me just announce that Helen Lejos is guilty of being hot.
Yeah,
she's found guilty of being hot.
Right, right, but thank you.
In her hot dress.
That's right.
Her hot, sheer, see-through dress.
Is it see-through?
All you guys at home.
Nearly enough.
All you guys that have been waiting.
Yeah.
She's not wearing the corduroys today.
Hear that? That's the sound of heat.
Hot.
Sizzle.
Hot.
I know you're making fun of me, but that's okay. I appreciate
we're not making,
we are,
we are not.
Not.
Now, did we not? Seriously, in the office, I'll say to you, you know, hey, looking good?
Wasn't the response to the dress what you had looked for?
I didn't think there'd be any response.
Oh, yes, you
come on,
did.
Please. How please. Can you put on a thing
come
like
on,
that
don't
and not
lie.
Expect
yes, please
top,
don't you,
lie.
You dress, listen,
we're
you
men.
Dress, you yeah. Dress like a street hooker.
Right.
You know, you're wearing your tube top. You're wearing those,
your bangle earrings.
My those, dude.
Your knee high leather boots.
Right.
Those culottes.
Right.
Your cat o' nine tails.
Your mink vest.
It just screams, look at me, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The sparkly wig.
You look nice in a dress.
Well, thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Are those false eyelashes?
No, they're real, Mike. They've always been there.
Wow.
Everything's real, Mike.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Spectacular.
Okay.
When will you wear the yellow dress again?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
How about this from Helen McBride?
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Helen.
Okay, that's for you guys. Bye.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow.
Take it off any sweet jumps?
It only took her a week. The movie's only been out a year.
Right.
But
Tony's playing tetherball.
Hey, Napoleon. What'd you do last summer again?
You know
I told
summer.
You. I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines.
I told you.
Napoleon.
I told you.
Oh, did you know? You know, Robert Mailman, incidentally, is not, I know we haven't officially opened the show yet.
Right.
Robert the Mailman is not here yet.
Oh, no.
Normally, on a day when he's going to have an appearance at the station, he spends the night in the parking lot.
Right. It's the most exciting. I've never looked forward to one of his appearances more.
We think maybe that he's just waiting to make the grand entrance.
Perhaps.
He is supposed to be here with his new teeth now.
Yes, 3 o'clock. He was supposed to be here at 3 sharp.
If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com,
his new teeth.
You will sharp. See under photos, we have his old teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay.
There he is.
Okay.
Oh, he's here. Okay. He's here with
he's
a suit on.
He's
the man.
Thing.
Jesus. Okay.
Wow.
We better get moving.
Oh, wow. He's here.
Today's show, Helen, not yet. Not yet on him. We haven't even, darling, we've not even opened the show yet.
Started the show yet.
Hey, come here. Legs. Hey, Gams.
She knows how to use them.
Yeah. We've not even started the show yet. We've
don't
not
even ask. He made a cake.
He made a cake.
Oh, that's gross. I know what that's supposed to be, all his bloody teeth.
With little mini marshmallows with dabs of what a blood.
I'll have some of that.
He's quite the cook. Okay.
Sadly, the marshmallows were firmer than his teeth.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, thank you,
nice
D.A. But hold on. See, I thought she was bringing him in. No,
yeah,
she was just bringing in
just
the cake. Just the cake.
That was a nice tease, though, when he came to the window. Mouth closed.
Today's show, sadly, truncated because we work at the dumbest radio station in the world. At 6 o'clock East Coast time, mm-hmm. the pregame show for the Washington Redskins comes on. There's a game tonight with the Redskins and the Steelers out at Jack Kent Cooke Stadium. And
Raljohn.
That's right, out in Raljohn, right. Maryland. Maryland at
Maryland.
Maryland. Raljohn. Jack Kent Cooke Stadium. So anyway, you would think that a flagship station for an NFL team would figure out that if you've got a show that's syndicated, well, why not just run the Redskins crap out of one studio and
right.
allow us to continue to do the show for the, you know, the 25 cities that still carry the show?
Well, why not?
Well, no. Well, we can't, Buzz. We don't have the studio space.
Oh, I see.
Every single studio must be used for Redskins coverage.
And anybody who listened to that broadcast knows that it's quite an intricate process. That's why they need all those studios.
They're going to try tonight to start without 2 minutes of dead air.
I certainly hope so. I had the privilege of listening to last week's broadcast.
Yeah. I heard the shooting for 1 minute this week.
Oh, good for them.
You think so? Oh, hold on a second. I know. God, it's truncated. We should start, but I have to ask Helen one other thing.
Hello?
Helen.
Yeah.
Thank you, of course, for the Sharpies. We covered this late in the show yesterday.
Yeah.
I can see that you wrapped them up in a rubber band for me, but what's on top of the rubber band?
They are feather pens.
Feather pins.
That's the feather.
You can write with these feathers?
I could do as a decorative ornament.
Where did you acquire the feather?
I think I pulled it out of something on top of...
From your boa?
From Colette's desk.
Oh, and incidentally, Helen?
Yeah.
We're not officially starting the show right now. This is not the song we're starting with. We're going to send this one out there to Beth Ann McBride. Hot! Legs, baby! It's a long version.
You know, I know you're making fun of me. When you go over the top, like, I know you're making
fun. No, not making fun, darling.
Yes.
No.
What?
You are wearing a dress today, and we are glad.
We're showcasing.
We are glad. When Mike and I are done with this part of the show,
right.
We are going to pound the console with excitement.
Yeah.
Hey, now! She needs to get laid big time.
Well, happy Friday to her for wearing that dress.
And to us.
Come on, Beth Ann. Yes, you've made all of us smile.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad.
With your beautiful legs.
Right. Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Hot legs.
Back there.
Oh, and that thing about pounding the console. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Hot legs.
All right.
Helen.
Right. Got to go all the way with this.
Helen.
One more time.
Helen.
Here we go.
Play host.
I love you, honey.
Bow. There was an article on George Michael.
George Michael.
Hello, baby.
He was a disc jockey from Texas. He was a huge, robust fellow of 29 with a lecherous laugh in his voice.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's George. George Michael, the TV guy who used to be a radio guy.
Right.
Rob did a Google search on him since we've got these new tapes, these old tapes of George as a DJ.
Yeah, I think anybody that listens to this show knows that we've all been obsessed with George for a long time.
Hello, everybody. I'm George Michael, and this is the history of rock.
Okay, so in 19... First off, it's interesting. This is from Rolling Stone magazine, 1978.
Wow.
Now, in 1978, George admits to being 34?
32, I think.
I thought it was 36. So, do the math. That means he was born in 1942, at least according to the Rolling Stone magazine, right? Because 76 minus 34, 19... That would make him currently 63, right, according to this Rolling Stone magazine account.
Yeah, that's a legend.
To combat the sounds of the South, the East Coast producers in New York and Philadelphia came up with the Philly sound.
Okay, there he is. This is so funny.
I'm sorry. That is the smokiest voice I've ever heard.
The picture is of George in front of the WABC microphone. And he's doing, well, it almost looks like he could be on an episode of Dragnet, like where they had the kid with his face half painted blue and half painted white. Or, blue,
right.
Or was it all blue?
Blue and yellow.
Whatever it was. Right. When they used to show, like in the 60s, guys that were high.
Yeah.
George is obviously not high in this picture, although.
He is, as Rob said, Mac tonight. There's a lot of chin happening there.
You remember that lovable McDonald's mascot. Although he does have in front of him an ashtray that's got roughly 100 cigarette butts in it.
And if you look him back under his arm back there,
yep,
in that ashtray that's on the left side of the console, full ashtray in front of him and another one with a lit cigarette in it in the back.
You know what's sad is when you watch him on Channel 4, the sports machine, he never wears a turtleneck anymore.
It was not uncommon for two or three versions of one song to be popular at the same time.
Okay, George. So anyway, listen to this. Oh, golly. Clearly, George Michael takes his work seriously. When it's time for another song, Michael shuffles through a stack of carts and shot puts Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again across the
H-shaped.
H, thank you, Mike. It's a bad copy. I couldn't tell. H-shaped console to his engineer. It's slammed into the machine, and just as Come See About Me segs into Parton's new hit, George Michael is back on the air. Quote, I'd love to come see about you, Dolly Parton, he says seductively, a sly smile creeping on his face. Quote again. Dolly is falling in love again. End quote. As the microphone clicks off, he pounds his console with excitement.
Yeah! There you
George.
Go.
George Michael!
The history of rock always involves the question of who was the most important artist? What was the most important influence? Well, the answers are many, but somewhere near the top must be a young country singer from Lubbock, Texas, named Buddy Holly.
Michael's voice escalates with every word. As he reaches the climax with his right arm, I am just reading.
Is this where he's conducting the orchestra?
Yep. Reaches the climax with his right arm, which has been waving in the air, suddenly thrust forward and down like that of a maestro conducting an orchestra.
Yeah.
W-F-I-L. George Michael.
There are not many artists who have survived through the years in the history of rock. One of the exceptions to the rule, however, is Dion DiMucci.
Right. I think he pounds the console with excitement after that.
With excitement. He's excited to be a DJ.
Like Herman Munster. When Herman Munster would get excited.
I'm George Michael.
Oh, and I know we've still not started. But Jerry, congratulations to Jerry Seinfeld. Had a baby.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
He is named the child Shepherd.
Shepherd, where is your flock?
Hello, Father. This is Shepherd.
Hello, Shepherd. Where's your staff, and where are your sheep? Shepherd them in.
I'm Shepherd Seinfeld. I mean, I'm sorry, except for Shepherd Smith, that tool from Fox. You don't hear that one a lot. So
you have to remember that the audience is a child, and I watch Fox News with Shepherd Smith.
That's it, Shepherd. Okay. Sing our names, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
We'll start with the Beach Boys today.
Diamond?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All this time, but the door has not even been open. And, Mike, I see that. You know, I want you to know something. I can't see it, but I know what it is.
We're just commenting on we're not verbally commenting on Robert's cake.
How good it looks.
Yeah.
I know. I know what you're doing.
Yes, it's nasty.
I see you.
He's a hell of an entertainer, Michael Mara.
ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
How's
you been?
How's your window?
How's your weather? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bitch Dog and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Precocious Nubian kings. Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
That's him. It's
Thank
Mike
you.
O'Mara.
Thank you very much.
Is that a little window on the world?
Hello.
Stop by for a peek.
Oh, hi there.
Of course, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Dynamite Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday.
You know, we got to take this. That's my mistake. I apologize. I meant to do
that.
That and that.
Yeah.
Are too close to this.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know why Rob has that one loaded in the machine in position number one. Anyway, here I am. I made the mistake. I pressed the wrong button.
He's German and he's important.
I know. Right.
Very important, you know.
If you don't put it in one place, let's put it.
Good times.
Good times.
Sunnier days. Oh, darling. Oh, Don and Mike Show, and it's Friday.
Yes.
And there's the button. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada and from Mexico, 800-636-1067, and on WJFK. There you go, Hughes. 202-432-1067. As I mentioned, today's show is truncated. Sorry about that. Out of our hands.
Truncated.
Yeah, it's the grueling Rush Limbaugh schedule.
Yes, we enjoy that.
We'll see if we can possibly make it.
Let's see if we can muck it through.
Make it through a three-hour broadcast. Woo!
I'm
exhausted.
Buzz Burbank here.
Oh.
No, he's not retarded.
There he is.
I forgot little Buzz. I'm sorry, Buzz.
He's right over there with his pastel blue.
I just thought I'd squeeze that in.
Buzz, I'm sorry.
Well, we're in a big hurry. You know, we got distracted there with the button.
Buzz is over there with his merry-go-round shirt.
Yeah, that's where I lost my place in the show, really.
Who wants a ride?
That's,
I think Wolfram should be retired.
That's number four. That's the three. Then
That's
two. And for whatever reason...
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
That's number one.
Never forget.
We got to move that.
Don and Mike.
I'd rather hear Rob talk German than hear Wolfram.
Yes.
Hi.
Send that guy to Brazil.
Rob's
new, what's that?
See, because I was laughing hysterically because Rob was doing it all during in the studio before the show, and then Travis joined in, and then I was doing it, and we were the three aristocratic German boys, and it was so much fun.
And then I told Travis, it's time to go. You must go now. It's time to go. We are done with this.
Yeah, go. You're rude to him. Leave the studio, Travis.
He was making it very slow, and he said, Travis, it's time for you to go now. Now is the time for you to go.
Put on your lederhosen and get out of the studio, Travis.
Now, Travis. Now, Travis, now!
Run along, you're making us late.
This cake, what is this cake?
Oh, it's not this cake from Robert Schmillman.
It looks like it has a marshmallow on
it. Look, the marshmallow to simulate his teeth.
And then the blood on the marshmallow. I said, Travis, would you like a piece of cake?
Yeah, fool, it's a chocolate cake with the bloody teeth on there.
Chocolate cake.
Yes. Go away, Travis.
Merry Christmas!
I knew this day was coming.
And once again, who's the wild card? Mike O'Mara. Who's the one speaking German on the show?
I just can't. You know, you have to succumb at some point.
I keep telling you, I'm so happy that you are joining us on the dark side.
How can I not? I mean, it's too much fun. It's too much fun to take a walk on the dark side.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Robert.
They're coming.
Don't shine.
Okay.
Yes.
It's time to get down to biz.
Yes.
Square biz. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to look at Robert the Mailman's teeth.
Yes, please.
Deep breaths for everyone. Deep breaths.
This is what we have been waiting for since we met Robert. I don't know how many, many years ago. He's had some of the most
awful animal-like teeth that we'd ever seen. I mean, there was one going this way, one going that way.
We hooked him up with Dr. J. Samuels. He got his teeth fixed, or at least he's in the process. He's got them almost all fixed. I don't even know. We're going to have to ask him.
15 of them have been yanked out now.
Look at him with the suit and everything.
First time. 15 more soon to be yanked out. You can go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and you can see the picture of Robert's before teeth. And I should have mentioned in the opening.
You know what? Look at that.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Hey, that looks great. Look at that.
God damn it, does that help?
Wow.
Wow. Does that help?
Wow. My insurance for this man.
Can you not speak?
Sure. How are you doing?
Is it hard to talk?
It's different.
So, I mean, is it different because you're in pain, or is it different because of the new
doppers?
There's
a little pain, but with the prosthetics, a little different.
You get used to it, though? You get used to it?
I'm getting better.
You look fabulous.
You do.
I was prepared really to start laughing because it was going to be, but no, it looks natural.
Perfectly natural.
You look like, God.
Bing. Denzel?
Okay, let's not be ridiculous. Not Ving. Right. Not Ving and not Denzel.
Can I say Morgan? Because he got bad teeth.
No, no. Right, no. Let's go a little farther down the food chain. You don't have the crazy eyes, but a little more Forrest Whitaker-like now.
Oh, thank you.
The dead eye? The Forrest Whitaker dead eye?
Yeah. Okay, Robert doesn't have the dead eye.
You going to do that right now?
What's up, fellas?
Wow.
Look at your teeth.
Look at you.
Jesus Christ, right. Robert, I am not kidding. Those teeth look fantastic.
It has changed your entire appearance. Yeah. I mean, it truly has.
And it's so emotional now. I really, really want to thank Don and Mike. That's why I made the cake.
Uh-huh.
This is from the heart. I really owe you guys a lot. This costs a lot of money. Yeah. I do. And I want to tell you from the heart, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Do your teeth glow in the dark?
No, but I can go buy some bling bling fake teeth now.
Now, tell me about
don't ruin our beautiful teeth with that.
I can't get no bling.
No, don't put spinners on your teeth.
I can't stop staring at them because they look so good.
How many rings do you have on today?
I got five.
Where are the
five?
Bling?
Five rings.
Don, look good. I'm ready to go to the club.
You are ready to go to the club.
Let's go to the club and get a shot.
Dan, get in here and let's take these pictures and get them right up on the website.
That's great. I thought it was going to be so dramatic that we'd think it would look like piano keys, but no, it doesn't.
They look unnatural. They look great. And you know what? I bet Dennis wished he...
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I said, Dennis made a big mistake not doing this.
And you know what? Dr. J. Okay.
Dr. J. Samuels here?
Absolutely. Oh, great. No, we're just giving a plug, Buzz.
He's a good guy.
You know who else?
Bring him in.
Now that I look, the more I look at you, without the goatee, the big black president.
Yeah?
From 24.
Yeah, but he's got more hair.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh, doing insurance commercials?
Yeah, right.
I mean.
You look like a wealthy.
I look like a black president.
A wealthy business executive.
Get that on
executive.
Tape, y'all. Thank you.
Come
Thank
on.
You.
Come on. What, BA?
I already have pictures.
Oh, you already have pictures.
So the pictures are going to go up on the website.
The before pictures are there now.
Good.
Let's have them both up.
No one can look at the before pictures. I want to look at the after pictures.
Can you catch a bullet in those teeth?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with the whole job?
12.
12?
Wow. I'm very,
but you're,
very
yeah, you, you seem like you're flying.
I was in and out. I was listening to the show yesterday while they were taking the teeth out because they never knocked me out.
Right.
You know what? You can come to my house now.
Can I park your car?
No, I mean...
As a guest?
I mean, my God. At some point, you're going to have to wear that outfit you have on now. You're going to have to wear a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Malcolm X t-shirt?
Robert, I am telling you, even if you had like your dumb Laker girl outfit or whatever on
Laker
today...
Laker girl? I wore that yesterday. Yeah. I wore that yesterday
you know,
with
your
dreadlocks.
Your one piece. Who says that teeth don't make the man?
I feel better. I mean, it does. It does.
Are you in any pain right now? Are you still experiencing a little bit of pain?
A little.
And obviously a little trouble getting used to the choppers and talking through them.
Right.
Is that going to come? Is that going to get better with time?
Yes, it's going to get better.
Now when you seem like you're showing both the top and the bottom. Now when you smile, smile is just showing me the top. Smile is just showing me either. Oh wow, that's even better.
Yeah, wow, those are good looking.
No, don't do it phony. Just like that.
Toothy.
Like if you just do a regular normal smile.
How you doing, lady?
Yeah. See, that's it. See, you're not freaking it up. That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm back on the scene, lady.
Yeah.
You think I was slinging before. Until you see the teeth. Because I can't take them out for you, lady.
Oh, now, you know that? We were talking about that before the show. Do the teeth come? Not that we want the meds to come out right now, but do they come out?
Yes, sir, they do. They have to come out within an hour or two. He told me to take them out and clean.
So they're regular dentures.
Yeah. They're
you got like a plate up
partial,
there.
Partial.
A partial. Okay. All right.
I Hey, thank you, man.
Oh, hey.
Thank
come
you.
On, Robert. Are you kidding?
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. We're glad you. We're glad that worked out for you.
I know y'all been dogging me. I know he laughs every time he talks about him, but this. This is almost life-altering.
It's Robert, man, yeah. I'm happy. Yeah. There's nothing wrong being happy about that.
I'm very, very happy. Excited. I can smile for pictures. I always had that. I just stole your car look, you know.
Right.
Now I can smile, you
yeah,
know.
That's great.
I almost brought a box of cream weed in for you.
You know, and this is not.
I was so happy. I was like, let me do a little song sheet for the fun.
Look how it has changed this man's demeanor.
This is the first time he's ever come into the studio. Hey, give it time, though. He is not angry right now. He is not angry.
I do want you to partake of the cake. I did bake it myself.
That cake looks too gross to
you. It's marble. It's very good. Just try it. Just let Mike.
What happened to the front of the cake? I was pointing that out to Rob. See the way it looks like a tongue sort of hanging over the top? What, did it melt or something? What is that?
It was sliding around a little bit. I had to catch it, but it's fresh.
Bobby,
it's
hold
marble
on.
Cake.
Let's get some, here we go. Ready for some love?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, congratulations, man. That must have been scary, you know, to go through that. Good job. You can just hear it in your voice. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
You thought you were strong before, but wait a couple months, man. Nobody's seen anything yet. That's awesome.
Ebony and ivory.
It's all good today,
listen
fella.
To Robert.
No
hey,
anger.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day, my
thank
fellow
you
man.
Very much.
I'm Robert the Mailman. Everything's just hunky-dory with me.
Emphasis on hunky.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio guys.
Howdy.
Hi. C-Wack. Hey, Robert, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Now you got your new grill, y'all. You can get more ass in the toilet seat, and you enunciate clear.
Thank you. Do I sound better?
Yeah, you do.
Do I have a lift?
You know what I noticed when he came in?
Fuck a pan.
What I noticed when he walked in, he's so well-spoken.
Oh, thank you. That's the education. I didn't go to Howard. I went to Howard University.
There you go.
And then the Tuskegee for graduate work.
So when are you having the other ones done?
He said it's going to be a gradual thing. He's going to see how far. I've got to call him tomorrow. Uh-huh. Either going tomorrow or Monday, and then we don't discuss further. But I'm his patient for life.
I pray Dennis
Dr.
Murphy.
Jay Daniels.
Awesome.
I pray Dennis Murphy calls in the next five minutes.
No.
You know, I remember when you offered to do that for him all those years ago.
Right.
And he chickened out. And it was scary for a minute. You know, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
And I went in, and the guy pulled the bottom four. No problem. Done. Stitching them up. I'm listening to you guys joan on me the whole time. Mm-hmm. He did the top five.
Right.
Stitched them up. And he plucked them in. He said, looking at me, I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, no. This is Jay Samuels. I mean, obviously, getting involved with a radio show and doing all this on the air, that's a chance he takes. But now I know why he did it, because of
sure,
his work.
You're the walking
ad. I mean, look at that ad. My God.
I will tattoo it on my forehead. The guy did good work. Mm-hmm. Besides,
it had to be tattooed in white.
Why has to be in white? Can't it be like purple? It won't show up. But I have to give props to you two. You
hey,
two guys.
Stop it with that now. You're welcome. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, people.
Hi, people.
Hey, is he a newbie in Matt Dillon from Something About Mary?
I thought it would be, but it's not. No, they're too natural.
And I told Mike, I think, before the show that I had perhaps had...
reservations?
No. I had that, like, Godfrey Cambridge.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I ain't the watermelon man now.
No. I mean,
I remember Godfrey Cambridge.
Godfrey Cambridge. That was a great movie.
Cotton Comes to Harlem. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that movie.
Yeah, it's been
a great actor.
For 40 years.
I mean, I don't want to sound gay, but God damn, it really changes the way you look, Robert.
Yes, and I feel good.
You know what it makes? It makes him look just happier.
I'm in a good mood. I can't lie and say that I'm in a great mood.
You got the suit. You got everything. Yeah.
No, everyone's all happy about this, but one question remains.
Yes.
Where are the old teeth?
Oh, good question.
Oh,
do we have a necklace or anything for us?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I got to see
that. Oh, he's got him in his suit pocket.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, hey, that's the soup container.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, God. He's pouring them out right now.
There you go.
Hold on. Let's see.
Hold on.
I hope they're not stuck to the inside of the envelope.
Here we go. Let's pour them out. Pour out Robert's old teeth.
They're stuck.
They are stuck. The blood.
You're not supposed to clean them.
They're stuck on the inside.
They're in some kind of baggie.
Oh,
Oh, that is like,
can't put it
that,
away.
That is like,
put away.
That's,
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, that's Upchuck.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Really, I'm not kidding. Take them away, please.
Take them away.
Take them away.
That is the gag reflex of gag reflexes.
Not what I expected.
Oh, my God.
That's
CSI.
I don't think CSI.
Take a picture. I'm thinking CSI.
The one that was on last night where they cut the guy's chest open. That's what I'm thinking.
We have had a lot of things in the studio. Put them back in the envelope.
The one where they had to go into the sewer.
You know what the thing that got me? Even if they had just been in the envelope, but they were wrapped in plastic, and the plastic looked to have some saliva on it.
There's moisture in there.
It's sticky, and it wouldn't come out of the little dentist bag.
Oh, God, Jesus.
You don't want these, Robert?
You don't want these to put them on the wall? Oh, God, it's official. I'm going to have a low-grade.
Imagine the night terrors that poor dentist is going to have.
I think
his nurse says she's going to quit.
I'm going to have a low-grade headache for the rest of the show.
Remember, I showed you got a couple of sisters working for him, right?
Does he really?
Yeah, she said one of them said they're going to quit.
Is she not? I almost threw up.
There's the softball.
Why? Did you hit on any of the women that were working
for
him? Hello? Yeah, I hit on one.
Oh, hold on. Hey, here's your dentist.
Dr. Hey, Samuels.
Hey there, sir.
Great job, man.
We're going to give you a round of applause. These people look fantastic.
Robert did a great job. I'm really proud of him.
I want to tell you, he looks fantastic. I mean, we would love nothing better than to laugh at him if he had, like, Matt Dillon, something about Mary teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know, he poured his old teeth out on the console. We got to give you a Purple Heart for that, doctor.
Jesus Christ. What did you have to wear, a gas mask back then?
Look, I gargled with crack before I went in, so I'm okay.
Wow.
He did despite everything, he did an awesome job, and they look good, and I'm happy he can speak.
Yeah. Oh, they look fantastic. It is obviously changed Robert's demeanor. He looks so much better. I mean, I'm sure he will go back eventually to being, you know.
What?
The way you are. A pain in the ass is what you'll end up
you
being.
You wouldn't let me come on the show.
But today, look at him. He's happy.
He looks like a Secret Service agent.
All I need is to go to Denny's and not get served.
Go to the one down in Annapolis.
This is the doctor, and we will have Dr. J. Samuels on our website. And
great job,
be on the show. Thank you again, doctor.
Wow. Thank you.
You deserve overtime pay.
Great work.
Okay, thanks, Doc. Okay.
Good guy.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful job.
Bye-bye. Jesus, look at
so
you.
So natural.
Wow.
So where are you going to take your teeth for the debut coming out? I mean, you're going to go to your regular haunts. You're going to call up former girlfriends. How are you going to hit the ladies with this new look?
Well, I got an old ex coming over tomorrow, so she'll be surprised.
Yeah. Does she know you've had the procedure done?
No.
Oh, see, that's the best way to do it.
Now, when you came through the front desk today, I know that you're friends with Colette.
Oh, that's right.
Have you shown Colette your teeth yet?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call and get the reaction.
Yeah. Very good.
She was all over. Don't say nothing.
You spend more time with Colette probably than anybody here at the station when you're
WJFK.
Hey, baby, it's us.
Hey.
So what about Robert's teeth?
They look good.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, really, no kidding?
No kidding.
I mean, no ass, don't they make him look great?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like them.
See, it's on now. Mm-hmm. Get off me, ladies. Get off me. Back up. One at a time. You know, I can't turn it on too much. I already had it going on.
Be careful with that smile.
All I got to do is lose like 150 pounds. I'm there.
Oh, man. Don't go crazy. I mean, seriously.
I'll still be 300.
Yeah, but you can't let them all have it at once, Robert.
I'm going to take it off slow.
There you go.
All right. Thank you for the opinion, Colette.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Took my coat off. Show my arms.
Oh, but hey, but see, you're wearing the Denny's manager's shirt.
Hey,
yeah, that's
I don't
the
want
problem.
To wear long. I hate long sleeve shirts. That's a bad wear.
You know, I tell you one thing. It's going to have to be one hell of a tooth fairy.
Wow.
If you put those under your pillow,
$1,000 worth of teeth.
You're going to wake up like with $10,000 under your pillow.
Or a fire extinguisher.
They're going to be like, what if it was Confederate money?
That's something else.
Maybe they gave me my slave papers for them.
How are you? How is the process like when you go to sleep? You have to take them out when you go to sleep?
No, I keep them. I can take them out
whenever you want.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. I haven't eaten solid food though yet.
Oh, you haven't.
Well,
you just had it done yesterday.
That'll help with losing the 150 pounds.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, on behalf of Mike and I, I'd like to invite Robert to the gadfly meetings we're going to be having now.
Oh, shut up. He's eligible with those teeth.
Thank you.
He can be a gadfly.
You think the Tooth Fairy's gonna have to come like it? Remember that suit Dustin Hoffman wore in Outbreak?
You know who the Tooth Fairy
is? Gotta go there. You know what? Actually, you sure you don't want to touch him?
Your teeth? No.
Okay.
The Tooth Fairy will look like that guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's doing the commercials where he wears the tutu. I forgot what he's the something fairy. Well, I don't know what he is, but he's the bald guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I don't know what the commercial is.
I'd like to give Robert the Angry the Mailman quiz or the test.
What test?
What test?
Robert the Angry the Mailman?
Did his teeth, were they the root of all of his evil? And is he most resemble Stymie or Buckwheat?
Oh, there we are.
Look at that. They're trying. Hey, good for you, Robert.
Look at that. They're trying to get him.
I would have them anyway. He's a jackass.
That is the magic of your new white teeth.
Yeah, but look at the gums.
Oh, yeah,
they're PC gums.
Yeah,
they're not white. They're not pink.
They're not white. They're not pink.
They're
right.
Brown. They're dark. Yes, see? They're not PC.
Nice brown
gums.
So I made
sure. I said, make sure I got black gums, buddy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I took some shoe polish in there.
Hello.
Hi, Mike, radio guy.
Hi there.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Where the white women at?
Oh, dear. Here we go.
You know, your fans are all coming out, but look at you. Look at the restraint today on this man.
I'm,
you know why?
I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
You know what that is? That's self-confidence. I swear to God I'm happy.
Self-confidence is self-control. Give it time.
Time.
Are we taking any more calls?
We'll take one or two more calls, Mike. Just one or two. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
You got to give me one of those teeth, brother.
I'm
going to put them on eBay, starting at $50 each.
Right. You know, I'm serious.
Oh,
you could sell your teeth on eBay.
I sure could. I wouldn't even clean them all.
Good for you.
Oh. That would make them more valuable.
Yeah, exactly. The price will go up on the internet.
I want that DNA out there.
You can use them for cloning.
I had to make little Roberts.
Yeah, you were funny, Rob.
Here's the first sign of a crack in the armor.
You make sure you get a piece of cake, buddy. Please. Oh, yeah. Please.
I will.
It's good cake.
Okay, listen.
I won't touch it again.
We are truncated today, so we got a break now. You son of a bitch. I am so happy.
Congratulations.
I am not kidding, Robert. I am not kidding.
Get a game one day, so when you feel like it.
You got it.
I'll bust your ass.
I know you will.
I haven't played it yet.
You've not played 2006 yet.
I got it sitting at home waiting on you.
He's waiting on you.
You know, now that you have your new teeth, I'm still not going to play with you. No. Maybe this weekend. I'll email you this weekend.
Don and Mike.
Robert, you look great.
Bobby Mailman.
Tell your friend he messed up not getting his teeth done.
Oh, I can't wait for him to call.
Oh,
And we got to have a day when he comes down and just let Dennis admire your teeth.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a great day?
Bring a piece of ass with me. How you doing, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And this experiment went so well that I'm the glasses full on this one. Do you think maybe at some point in the future, Dennis could ever have a similar procedure? Do you think it could ever happen,
Don? Mike, no.
Or has that ship sailed?
That bell
one time
wrong.
Offer?
This is a Titanic. He can't get on that.
What a shame.
I got
Robert knows, and the doctor knows, how freaking expensive this is.
Yeah.
We can't be making this deal, so no.
Well, maybe we can find another doctor who will make Dennis a hand.
Maybe we can find Dennis a doctor like Jack Nicholson had when he was the Joker.
Oh, him?
In the first Batman movie.
So they can completely rebuild him.
What we need to do is we need to have some irony. Let's have a guy make Dennis a left hand.
Don't put it on the right stump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Robert Mailman.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
You're the man.
I'm in on the cake. Y'all guys.
I'm in.
You
Robert. Thank you, Robert. You look great.
You look great, brother.
Robert Mailman. Jesus Christ.
Wow,
look at him.
Goes. Impressive.
He's doing a minstrel show in here, for God's sake. He's so happy.
Out of here. That is a happy human being.
I'm telling you, that totally.
As happy as I've ever seen him.
That totally changed his look. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I mean, we came in, really, I expected to see piano keys and we'd start laughing. No, it looks natural and they did a great job. Maybe at some point in the future we'll be able to get him to take him out.
Boy, the joke's on us. I mean, really, in the office today,
yep.
Me, Mike, Rob, Buzz, even Legs McBride.
Sure.
We were all just sitting there thinking, can you imagine? Because really what we pictured was Matt Dillon.
Yeah, the oversized.
Something about Mary.
And from that standpoint, we were disappointed. But, you know, he's so happy. I bet the next time he comes in here, he'll be angry.
He looks I shouldn't say anything nice about him. He looks incredible. And his mood seemed great.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
You think he's still doped up?
Hot fellas. I think it'll be great.
You know, hold on. Let me just go to our website and just see his old teeth. Just to remember the old Robert.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, too. Because, I mean, really, when he took the only rough part of that whole segment was when he took those teeth out of the bag. That is about the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Photos.
There was a bit of
aroma.
Hey,
there you are.
There I am. Robert's teeth. All right.
and the aroma.
It's not loading.
I think click before.
Oh, I see. Before. Oh, I got you. They're clever on our website.
Oh, my God.
Mike, come over here and just take a look.
It's the old ones?
Wow.
Take a look at the old ones.
Oh, my.
And tell me if it doesn't.
Yeah, he's a different man now. a whole different guy.
Look at the old ones.
Oh, my God. Look at that one on the upper right hand corner.
Upper right.
Wow.
You rock. Squeewack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
You know, his old teeth are worse than
ours. Yeah, they are, absolutely. This was a success all the way around.
I've never seen adult teeth pulled before. They're really long.
Hey, legs.
Yeah.
How fast do we can get these over to the website?
They're being put in right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Helen!
Right, that'll be your DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yep.
Click on photos. Our webmaster will get it up there real fast.
An incredible success story.
You're gonna really have to look at the before and after pictures to draw your own conclusions. Hello, Don and Mike Show. One more call. We got a break. Hello.
Hello.
Because the game tonight at Jack Ken Cooke Stadium.
Yes. Right.
Hello.
Hello from Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what?
Huh? Right. Eat one. What can we do for you? I mean, I just hate it when someone calls with crap like, oh, yeah, Happy Friday.
I'm calling
Friday with the Pump Patrol. You got it at 259 at an Exxon at Watkins Glen.
Come see about me, Dolly Parton.
Oh, he didn't stay and play.
Now that's a shame.
The guy just hangs up. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it?
How's it? Hi, people.
Hey, TGIF. Two quick questions for you.
God.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
We'll be right back.
Jesus.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See what you made me do?